Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, 9-7. And the Mishnah continues to discuss these halachas that apply to one who swears falsely regarding not owing someone else money. And as you saw already before, the consequence of that is when a person wants to do tshuva, he has to not just give back what he stole, but he also has to pay an extra penalty of a chomesh, 25%, and then he can also bring, at that point, once he's returned the principal, he can bring an asham gazelos, this korban. So our Mishnah is going to bring up the new point, which is what happens if a person, let's say, he steals $100 from his friend, the friend confronts him, he swears he never stole the money, then he admits he stole it, now he has to give not just $100 back, but actually $125 back. And let's say at that point, you know, he gives his victim back $100, and then the victim says, hey, where's $125? And the thief says, what do you mean, I gave that $125, I gave you all of it. And then he says, so swear to me on the 25, and the thief swears for a second time now falsely that he gave the 25 when he didn't, and then he wants to do tshuva, so the point is he'll have to give a chomesh on that chomesh, he has to give 25% on that 25, so another, like, in addition to the 25, but also like another quarter of that, which is like 625, okay? So that could go on ad infinitum, in theory, until the amount of money that he is denying falsely, swearing falsely about, is worth less than a pruta. That's the first case the Mishnah says inside. It says, Nasan lo es hakeren v'nishbalo ala chomesh. The thief returns after swearing falsely the first time, now trying to make amends. He returns the principal that he stole, the 100 he stole, and he swears falsely now for a second time regarding the chomesh. Then if he wants to make amends and right his wrong and repair the damage done to his soul, Harize Mishalam Chomesh ala Chomesh. He has to now not just give back the Chomesh he owed all along, but also a Chomesh on that Chomesh, 25% of the 25%. So like I said, in the example I gave, it's another $6.25, which is 25% of 25. Ad shi yisma'et hakeren pachos mishava pruta. Until the amount about which he is swearing falsely is worth less than one pruta. Now that's just a little bit confusing here. The Mishnah is referring to the amount on which he's swearing, and is referring to that as the keren, even though in the context of our Mishnah, it's the original keren, of course, is what he stole the first time. But this is like a new stealing, if you will. So we're referring to the second amount, which was the chomesh. Now we're turning that into what's called the keren. Okay? I think that's straightforward. So the Mishnah says that's true when it comes to taking someone which doesn't belong to you. They're actually, in the pasuk that talks about the asham gazelos in Vayikra Perek Hey, it actually lists five different ways in which you could be on the hook for an asham gazelos, and that's what the Mishnah is now going to bring out. It says, v'chein, the same principle, that if you swear falsely regarding owing someone money, and then you lied about it, but you want to now right your wrong, you have to return not just the stolen thing or what you owe, but rather adding 25%. So that applies to a variety of cases besides taking something which isn't yours. So the missionary says, v'chein v'pikadon, same goes with a pikadon. If I deposit something by you, I say, do me a favor, could you just watch my granola bar for me? I'm going away for a bit, I'll come back and get it later on. And when I come back, I say, where's my granola bar? And you say, I don't know, it's lost, but really you ate it. So then, if you want to make amends, since you swore, if you swore falsely, and swore, if you swore you didn't know where it was, you'd have to give back not just a granola bar, but 25% more than that as well. So that's what the Mishnah says now. V'chein b'pikadon, also a deposit. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, this is the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Hey, starting from pasuk Chaf Aleph 21. It says v'chichesh b'miso, when a person lies to his friend, suppressing what he owes him, b'pikadon, with something that was deposited by him. Oh, b'shumas yad, that's like a loan essentially. So in other words, the thief was borrowed money and now he denies that he owes it, or he said claims falsely paid it back. O begazel, or someone that was stolen, that's our old case, original case here. O ashak es amiso, if a person, oshek is to owe somebody money and then refuse to pay them, to withhold their wages. So that's, again, you owe the worker money, you don't pay it, and you deny owing it falsely, and if you swear about that falsely, now you've kicked in the same obligation. And also you have O matza aveda v'chicheshba. If you find someone's wallet, then you keep the wallet, and then later on you get called out on it, and you swear falsely that you don't have it, but you really do. When you want to give back the wallet, you have to give back not just the wallet, but also 25%, and then the Asham Gazelos. In all those cases, if v'nishba al-shaker, if then the person swears falsely, etc., then The din is, now the pasuk ends, but the Mishnah says, Harezim, Mishalom, Karen, V'chomesh, V'asham. The person has to pay back Karen, what he actually owes, plus the Chomesh, 25% more, and then he can bring this Korban Asham, this guilt offering, the Asham Gazelos. Okay. So those are the five ways in which this could happen, says the pasuk. Now, new paragraph, if you will. Now we're going to talk about an interesting case where a person is functioning as a Shomer Chinam, an unpaid watchman, meaning that this guy who's, you know, when he was watching the granola bar, he was doing it as a favor to the guy who gave it to him to watch. He's not getting paid anything. So the rule is that if someone is a Shomer Chinam, unpaid custodian, he's pater from Geneva and Aveda. In the event that the granola bar, if that's what was deposited, just goes missing, that's Aveda, or someone steals it, that's Geneva. So then the unpaid watchman is going to be, you know, innocent. He doesn't have to, he's not responsible to make the depositor whole because he was just doing him a favor. In contrast, if you're like be a Shomer Sachar, not the case for Mishnah, if you're paid for your guardian custodian services, then you'd be liable if it went, you know, missing or stolen, because that's what you're being paid to do, to watch it. In any case, so here, if we have a case of a Shomer Chinam, who would be exempt from Geneva and Aveda if the granola bar went missing, so then, if the depositor says, Heichan Pikduni, where is the thing I deposited with you? Where's my granola bar I gave you to watch? Amar Lo, and the custodian says, Avad, I don't know what's gone. It's lost. I don't know what happened to it. And therefore, I don't owe you anything. I'm off the hook. Okay? So now, if the person who deposited the granola bar says, Mashbi acha ani, like, not translating literally, but it means, so swear to me. The guy says, swear to me you don't know where the granola bar is. Literally means something like, I put you under oath that what you're saying is true. Va'amar, and the custodian who was watching the granola bar, the shomer chinam, he says, amen. Amen, like we know it means like, yes, what you said I believe is 100% true. Normally, amen. So you can essentially accept upon yourself the burden, the liability, the consequence of taking a shvua. If someone says a shvua on your behalf and you just answer amen, we see that from the case of the sota. And, you know, we see something similar every time, shomei ka'ona, someone makes a, you know, makes kiddush for you and you say amen, it's like you said kiddush for yourself. So it works here the same way with a shvua. So this guy essentially swore falsely. Just note, he didn't use the word swear. He didn't invoke God's name. He just said, yes, I agree that I swear that I didn't, that what you said, that you make me swear, I agree to that, that I don't have your object. And then he's actually a liar. Va'edim me'edim oso sha'achlo. Then after that, the witnesses come and they say, we saw you eat their granola bar. And now, so he's busted. Okay, so now what's the consequences? Mishalim Karen. Of course, the unpaid custodian, the Shomer Chinam, is actually a thief. He has to now give back the value of a granola bar, that's for sure. And that's all. No reason to add a chomesh, because he isn't looking to do tshuva, he's not admitting anything, that he was busted out by the Edom, and therefore he can't bring an asham, because he didn't do right. And if you're wondering, what about like kefal stuff? The answer is, for now, there's no kefal payment, even though he took what wasn't his, because he didn't really take it. It was given to him. So since it was given to him with permission, he just then kept it. It's not quite Geneva. And if his claim is for just it was lost, he wouldn't have to pay even a kefal. He paid nothing. Now, if Hoda Ma'atzmo, if the Shomer Chinam admits by himself that he ate that granola bar, so then Mishalom Karen V'chomesh, then he would indeed be able to return the Karen, pay the Chomesh, and then bring his asham, okay? Because the idea is that you're only going to give your chomesh payment and bring your korban asham if you admit and you're trying to do tshuva. Without that, if you stick your heels in and stick to your lie, you can't do tshuva, so you don't pay the keren and don't do the chomesh. You don't do the asham. You're not afforded that opportunity to cleanse yourself. If you'll ask, wait a second, what happens if first the edim comes, so he's busted out, he returns the granola bar, and at first maybe he's lying, but eventually he admits he wants to do right, so he admits he stole it. At that point, since he fessed up and he already gave back the granola bar, he would be allowed to bring his asham to get atonement, since he's trying to get atonement now. As far as bringing the chomesh, after having the aid of having busted him out, that's actually machlokes rishonim. Okay, so that piece is a question mark, and that's the end of this Mishnah. But really, the next Mishnah is a straight continuation of this very case. So if you can, listen to the next one back to back with this one.